It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of those things.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Happy Hour Friday, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. 3 hours, tons to talk about. Football, obviously preseason, comes to an end tonight for the Falcons. College football starts tomorrow. Great series win by the Braves. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man. All of those things you said is what we need to talk about today, because it is Friday. It's happy hour up here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, where we know y'all come by, holler at us and all that other good stuff. Have a good time. And it's with the weekend, 3 hours to the weekend.
We're there.
College football is here. I hate the week zero crap, but whatever. That's like, I still don't understand why it's a week zero.
I know.
I still won't understand that. But
I don't know why they can't just call it week one.
Why not?
Because it is. I mean, there are games that count.
Exactly. It's not a preseason or anything like that. It counts, but whatever.
It's
like
the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But they call that the first round now, even though it's kind of the play-in.
Right.
Anyway,
but we do have college football tomorrow, as you said, Florida State and Georgia Tech over there in Dublin, which I still think is going to be a good game. And maybe by like 1:50 today, I'll be deciding who I want to pick in this game.
Okay.
Because I'm still not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
But by 1:50.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it through the week, obviously.
Right.
And you know, both of us maybe we're leaning or getting closer to and talking ourselves into Tech and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think I can get all the way there. And it's nothing personal. It's
right.
No offense. Just sort of looking at everything going into this football game. I think it's going to be a really good game.
I do too.
And I think Tech has a lot to be excited about this year. I think that offense is really going to be fun. And if they improve, there's no way they're going to improve as much from last year to this year as they did from last year from the year before.
Right.
But if they make more steps forward, then the team can obviously be even better. I didn't know just how
bad,
awful
yes.
the defensive
yes.
numbers were.
I
knew they were bad.
Right.
I knew they were really, really bad. But then you dive back into some of it, and it's like, well, dang, that's the thing Florida State's probably going to do pretty good. Like, one thing Florida State's probably going to do pretty well this year is run the football. So, yeah, it's without having seen it, right, without having seen Georgia Tech do it, and maybe they'll be able to do it this year. Maybe, you know, guys are a little older. I know they got some transfers in for sure, and some of those guys are supposed to be run stoppers on the defensive line. But without having seen it, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe by 2 o'clock I'll be there too.
Right.
Maybe. I'm not sure, though. I'm not 100% sure if I can get all the way there. I think they can cover the spread.
Right.
I think they can cover the 10.5, which is where it sits right now. But I don't know if I can get all the way to a win.
Okay, well.
Not that that makes a difference one way or the other. I said Bryce Harper was going to hit a home run last night, and he didn't.
And he had his last opportunity up there. He struck out.
Sure did.
Iglesias has been – he's been rock solid, man.
He's been incredible.
He's been rock solid.
That's what he's been.
And it's been a good thing to see. But, yeah, for them to be able to talk about the Braves to win a series. And low-scoring games the way they did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a playoff
like. Yeah.
Series.
Exactly.
I would say.
And Schwelly, that's why I'm keeping him there. We talked about yesterday.
You're right.
We talked about yesterday right. If we were going to have the playoff would start tomorrow, who would be our three starters? And I kept saying him, and he was just, again, gave up a little early, but then just shut the damn door.
One of the things that it seems to be very true about the baseball playoffs these days, maybe more so than ever, maybe it's always been true, but it gets talked about a lot now, is the hot hand,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, he is undoubtedly one of the hot hands in the Braves rotation. Obviously, Chris Sale is the hottest hand,
right,
and he has been all season. And maybe Reynaldo Lopez, if he can continue right. What he did his last start out. I mean, Morton's been better lately, but Schwellenbach's been better than that for a month and a half.
Yeah.
I knew it had been very good, but once you start putting together stretches of play like this, people start really, really talking about it. Over the last 2 months, he's had the same numbers as Paul Skenes.
He's been great.
I mean, Paul Skenes is getting – I know he's sort of fallen off a little bit post All-Star break. But, like, that's the rookie class that you're talking about him being in right now. And, again, he was fantastic again last night. Doesn't walk anybody.
Yep.
Strikeout rate's really high. Was able to go deep into the ball game. The bullpen comes in and does their job. I didn't realize Rossell Iglesias had retired 35 consecutive batters.
I mean, he's outstanding.
That's a perfect game plus eight.
He's been outstanding.
That's a perfect game plus three more innings.
He's been outstanding. And that's what I mean. And that's, I mean, as far as you talk about the closer, he's been outstanding. He's been holding his thing down. I thought yesterday we talked in the shares about manufacturing runs. They were able to do that.
A little bit, yeah.
Nice
yep.
job by Matt Olson and Adam Duvall. I mean, he's been awful.
Awful.
He's been awful.
Awful.
But yeah,
said I ain't dead yet.
I ain't dead yet. All right. Now I might not hit another home run until 2025, but I know I got me one yesterday.
Got the one.
Got the one
that counted.
Yeah, because that was always the thing. You know, when they have a lefty up, he's going to go and everything. When they started the platoon, or when they've had lefties up and he hasn't been up, but he was up yesterday and was able to go out there and get the home run.
3 for 3.
I mean, just I know somebody was talking about because I guess JH got DFA'd by the Dodgers. And so they're like, well,
yeah, Jason
yeah,
Hayward.
Got, yeah, he,
Jason
he,
Hayward is
yeah,
he's available.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, bring him home. And you see Adam Duvall's like scrolling through his ticker like.
I know that's pre-Alex Anthopoulos, but like that's pretty much what this year's been, right? Like,
yeah.
Run it back with the familiar faces.
Yeah.
That would be like the ultimate thing.
Bring him home. Bring him home.
It's all been 2021 run it backs,
right?
With Rosario and Duvall, obviously, and Soler and all these guys, Luke Jackson. Jason Hayward, that's a throwback.
Yeah, bring him
home.
He
hadn't been a Brave in a decade.
Bring him home. Bring him home. Bring him home.
I'll take
him. Bring him home. Bring him home. Bring him home.
I'll take a flyer on him. I don't know. He can't be. I know Adam Duvall was really good yesterday, but can't be any worse than Adam Duvall. Like,
he can field
the whole year, and he can play outfield.
Yeah, he can field really well. But, you stay where you're supposed to be. Six games back, 1.5 up on the Mets for the third wild card spot. And, you know, it was encouraging, this series, because
– It was.
You knew that –
That was a scrappy series.
And that's why you liked it, because it was like – I mean, even in the loss, it was like that. It wasn't complete blowout of any game. And, you know, it kind of – you know, you looked at the pitching matchups, Fried, Schwelly. This is what you expect in a playoff-type atmosphere against a team like the Phillies or anybody in the National League right now.
Yeah, now you got the bum-ass Nationals coming to town.
Bum-ass.
So hopefully he could take advantage of those guys.
Don't be tricking him.
Don't win a series against the Phillies.
Don't trick this off against Washington.
And then let the Nationals come in here.
They are awful.
They're not good. And then with Chris Sale on the mound tonight, like –
Don't go tricking off.
Yeah, you got to keep the momentum.
Don't go tricking off, dog. I'm just like – Because that's what they've done. Remember the damn Colorado joint. I mean, that's what they've done.
I think the Nationals have gotten them the last two series they've played against.
And it's real irritating.
So it's they're due, right? It's enough losses against the Nationals for one season.
Damn Nationals.
All right? Yeah, no, the Nationals are not.
They're not good.
They're not particularly good.
They're not.
Mackenzie Gore is on the mound tonight against Chris Sale. That's a decided pitching matchup for the Atlanta Braves. And again, you got to keep that momentum rolling. After taking 2 out of 3 from the Phillies at home, closing the gap by one game. And the Falcons have their final preseason game tonight. Right here on the very radio station that you're currently listening to.
Pre-game at 5 o'clock.
Kickoff just after 7.
Yeah, I mean, okay. We don't know. We know who's not playing, right?
I think so.
We know who's not playing.
I have a pretty good idea of who's not playing.
Okay.
I got a list of 14 names here that may play. And also make the roster.
All right.
Okay. Taylor Heineke's going to play.
Okay.
He'll be the emergency quarterback.
He will.
Unless they trade him.
Okay.
Avery Williams? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I'll say, okay. Chris, what is he going to play? Is he going to be the return?
Return?
Oh.
Just to work on returns?
Okay. I won't put him back.
All right, cross him off.
Okay.
Chris Blair?
Yes.
Okay. So we got that one.
Yes.
Casey Washington?
Yes.
Somebody's got to catch passes.
Yes.
Ryan Neisel?
Yes.
Some guys have to play offensive line. James Smith-Williams, he's one of the guys that's vying for the final D-line spots.
Okay.
Okay. Rook?
I thought about him on the way over here, Bunk, is if he was going to play, because he played pretty good in their last preseason game against Baltimore.
He had a nice sack, yeah.
Nice sack and everything. I know he's banged up that week going into it.
So maybe not.
So maybe not, but I would play him.
I would play. Brandon Dorlus?
Yes.
Okay. J.D. Bertrand?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio Hamilton?
Yes.
All right. Dane Cruikshank?
Yes.
All right. Youngway Koo, Bradley Pinion, and Liam McCullough will all play.
He's the one. I got right here on my paper, Andy. Koo better make some kicks.
Yeah, make some field goals
Make
tonight.
Some kicks tonight. I know it's indoor where you're comfortable and everything like that.
Yeah.
Make some kicks. This ain't going to be no high-scoring game.
No, it is
we
not.
We know that. Okay.
There will be plenty of opportunities
for field goals.
There will be plenty of opportunities for field goals tonight.
Just make them all.
Yeah. Also, if I'm the Falcons and you're like, I don't know, you're in
I want to see him
range
kick.
And yes. It's fourth and two.
Yes.
Don't be working on any fourth down stuff.
Yes.
All
yes.
right?
Yes.
I want to see Youngway Koo make a couple field goals tonight.
Yeah.
Not that I'm worried about it. Just that, I'd like to go into the regular season on some positive momentum.
Right.
Because he was 2-for-5 last game. We don't need to do that again.
No. We need him to make some
last thing you need to do is be worried about.
That's the only thing I got written on my paper about this game tonight. Who better make some damn kicks?
That's it.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. That's it. That's all I got written down in this paper tonight. It's not don't get hurt. I don't want nobody to get hurt. But, no, who better make some damn kicks? All right. That's all I got written down on my paper today about this game.
He's probably going to take 5 of them again.
Yeah. But yeah, and he needs to go 5-for-5.
You got to go 5-for-5.
He needs to go 5-for-5.
Because that was the thing last week. It's like, well, you know, outdoors. And most of the games they play are inside.
Right.
He's a better indoor kicker.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes in the preseason, he hasn't been.
Yeah,
make the kicks.
Make the damn kicks. Yeah, exactly. You can talk about all the whole scenarios and all that other crap. Make the kicks.
Yeah.
Make the kicks.
I just don't want to. Exactly. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back. We will tell you what's trending here on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They've left the ballpark in the past.
Strike 3. Wave and a miss. Strike 3.
To see if he goes something different other than a fastball.
Nope. Wave and a miss.
I have a lot of confidence in Iggy. He's been very efficient, throwing really good, and his stuff is kind of playing up too. Even when he went the 2 innings and then saved the game the next day. His stuff's been really, really good.
Look at that. We got gifts already.
Gifts already, man.
It's crazy. Anyway, Midday Show with Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's Brian Snitker there post-game yesterday talking about the incredible performance, not just last night, but over the last 2 months of closer Rasael Iglesias.
Awesome.
Just going out there.
Awesome.
And the fun thing is they were talking about the broadcast last night. He's been so dominant with that changeup. He didn't throw any changeups last night.
No, he was not any of them.
He just went out there with 97-mile-an-hour heat and said, I dare you to hit this, and nobody could. He hadn't given up an earned run since June 16th.
He's been great.
That's 2 months ago.
Yeah. 35.
That's before the summer started.
35 straight batters retired.
It's insane.
He has been in his bag. And I think that's obviously – that's something that – he's been a great closer, all right? he'll get closer for the Braves and everybody. Yeah. We just like make fun of him and everything like that.
Well, but there was a stretch early in the season
because he would get the close, but it would be interesting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But
it hasn't been.
It hasn't been. He's just been like, you know what? Let me go on and get down. Let me get my double point to the sky. And let's get on up out of here, man. And then, overall, just winning this series, and they should have won the second game.
Really would have been nice to sweep.
To sweep them and everything. And you're right where you need to be. Still got, four more games against them up there in Philadelphia. Yep. Speaking of Philly,
happy birthday
to our main man, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Happy birthday, my brother, up there in Philadelphia.
I don't know what number it is. It's none of my business. Yeah. But his funny coworkers posted happy 60th. Come on.
I don't think he's that old.
No, he's not 60
no,
years
he's
old.
He's not 60. He's not 60.
I mean, he's pretty famous, so we could just Google
him. I think he was 55.
He's 53.
Okay. All right.
But 60 is pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Not that there's anything wrong with being 60. Yeah. Anybody out there 60.
Yeah, but yeah. Happy birthday to my main man, Hugh Douglas, up there. But yeah, they took care of it. Now they got the bum-ass Nats coming to town. Don't trick off, man.
Nah.
Don't do that, man. I mean just – just stay the course.
I know.
Just stay the course. Chris Sale's on the mound today.
He's on the mound.
We expect him to go out and do his thing. Give him some runs. Give him some runs.
Let's try to break some trends in the final month and a half of this season, okay?
Yeah.
The 2024 Braves thing to do tonight would be to score zero runs.
Right.
And Chris Sale goes out there and goes eight. Gives up one, maybe, and is phenomenal. But the offense can't score any runs. After taking 2 out of 3 from Philly,
yes.
And honestly, been playing pretty good for about 10 days now. It would be very 2024 Braves to go out there and lay an egg tonight.
Yeah, man.
Let's not do that.
Don't do that.
Let's break. Let's break away from that.
Don't do that. Let's finish the season differently than
the rest of the season has gone. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Come
what you
on.
Mean, man. I know exactly what you mean. Runs. Good to see. We already talked in the last segment about Adam Duvall. I mean, you get him out there. I mean, when's the last time he played? I don't know.
I thought they were getting rid of him.
We did too. When they brought in Soler, we thought he was out the door. But I mean, Snick knows his players, Andy.
Nobody knows his players like Snick.
Like, you know what? I think Adam's going to have it going today.
Maybe we'll see Soler back tonight too.
I thought he was so back. Today is Friday.
Today's Friday. That was the projection. So hopefully he'll be back out there. I will give a tip of the cap to Gio Urshela, too. Like, he's been good defensively.
He's been playing
well. Had another hit, another RBI last
night.
Playing well.
And that's all you need him to do is just not suck.
Exactly. In terms of what you were going to expect for a guy filling in on that sort of, you know, who no one even imagined he'd be a Brave a week ago, and now he's playing every single day. And
nobody wanted him to be a Brave.
I hadn't thought about Gio Urshela in 5 years.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about him 5 years ago, really.
Yeah.
But now he's here. He's doing a pretty nice job, so we'll take it. All right, so the Falcons' final preseason game is tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 5, kickoff at 7. We kind of went through some of the guys that might play. I mean, it's going to be maybe a special teams battle here or there. Right. There's young guys on the D-line, so maybe they get those guys out there a little bit. But it's really going to be a lot of guys who may very well be playing their final professional football snaps of their life tonight. Here's Raheem Morris talking about one guy who's definitely not going to play.
You can prepare yourself by mitigating injury, and we've learned so much more in the new game of football and new age of football that we've changed every single year. We've changed the way the game's been played. We changed the way the hits are developed. We changed the way everything's going. So we got a different approach, and our approach works for us. We got them 25 snaps last week of a bunch of different things that we can simulate. Now we're getting the reps out here against one-on-ones and ones versus twos, twos versus ones. I love the competition, and this kid's going to develop, and he's done a great job of doing it already, and I'm fired up to see him to keep maturing and keep going.
The only part of it that, you know, whatever, they can do whatever they want, new football, that kind of stuff. The only part of it that they don't know yet is whether or not it works for them.
Yeah.
He said it works for us. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if it does.
Yeah. Because everything is, I mean, he's right about how
there's no proof yet.
This game has changed and everything, and you resting, you're not necessarily resting your players, keeping them away from possibly getting injured in a preseason game has no bearing on if you're going to have a good season or not.
You know? It does.
Because you just know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers played last preseason, 2 drives, 4 plays into the regular season, he's done. I mean, we saw last night, Anthony Richardson played last night. I think it said Bryce Young is going to play tonight. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to play their stars tonight.
Yep.
It's just for every other team or however the head coach wants to play this. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And so he has chosen to hold all the stars out. Fine. I mean, you lost one up in the beginning of the season and everything like that. Possible star, I should say. But I mean, as long as they feel like they're getting the work in, that's the most important thing. You don't want, because you're not actually playing these games, to waste stuff. Like though we talked about those simulated practices and things they're playing, they're doing that the last day we were up there. They should do a couple more of those and everything. But, yeah, I mean, I've always been one that the further I get away from the game, the more I'm just like, whatever. We played in it, and it wasn't a big deal about thinking about getting hurt or anything like that. You did have some injuries, but it wasn't nothing that would derail a season or something like that. I remember Mike Vick got hurt in the preseason. That was one of those big injuries, but it wasn't a thing where we looked at it, well, he shouldn't have been playing in preseason. It was like, that's what we do.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, man,
yeah, that's
that
what we do.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I wish that wouldn't have happened.
But it's like, that's what we do.
But no one was like, oh, you made a huge critical mistake by playing a guy here because guys played there. And again, you look around the league, other teams are handling it differently. The one that confuses me, I get not playing Kirk Cousins. He's coming off an injury. He's played a lot of football.
Right. Yep.
If you can simulate it in the joint practices and all the other stuff you're doing, okay. I understand the caution there. I don't get the Penix one.
No, I don't.
It don't make any sense to me, especially because in the best case scenario, this guy's not going to get any like real snaps until next year. Like the 25 snaps he took in that preseason game are the only ones he's going to take until next preseason, possibly.
Yeah, I don't understand the decision to not play him.
I bet it's so frustrating for him.
I bet
it is. Obviously, he's going to say all the right things and handle it professionally.
Yes.
Like, damn, man. It was the national championship game last year, and now I can't even get in a preseason game.
Yeah, I don't understand it. But like Ross said, they saw what they needed to see. And that's all I can go on. That's all we can go on.
There ain't anything we can do about it.
Yeah, that's all we can go on.
Other than like disagree with it.
Yeah, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is. We won't. And I think the only time you want to see Michael Penix is in blowouts. That's the only time you want to see him.
That's the only
that's
time.
The only
you
time. Because if you see him before then, either Kurt's
something not, bad happened.
Something bad happened. Yeah, that's it.
Maybe they're up 41-3 against the Steelers.
Or something like that.
A couple Sundays from now.
You get them in.
You get Mike in there to hand it off a couple times.
Yeah. Other than that, I put them on ice.
I'll take 41-3.
Put them on ice.
All right, let's hear from Brent Key. We are just about 24 hours away from the first game of the college football season. Georgia Tech, Florida State. Here he is talking about Florida State.
They're a good opponent. And anytime you get a chance to open up the season with defending conference champs, it's a team that went really undefeated until the final game of the season, that's a great opportunity for us. You talk about the exposure that we're going to generate for Georgia Tech, that we're going to generate for the Georgia Tech football program, right? To be able to go and play that type of opponent. Yeah, they've got new faces. We've got new faces. But quality team.
They are. They lost a lot, especially a lot of those guys that were the transfer portal guys from last year that Florida State got in, Verse, and then
of their 10
Coleman
players
and,
that got drafted, yes. 9 of them were transfer portal guys.
You know what I'm saying? And so they went out, and obviously the big one was DJ, who was a good quarterback. I don't want to say he's trash. I don't think he's as good as the quarterback play they had last year. But I could be wrong because Mike Norvell, offensive mastermind. Can he get the most out of DJU that he probably didn't get it at Oregon State? We saw a little bit. Remember when he filled in for Trevor Lawrence? You saw a little bit of potential of what this young man could do.
Yeah.
But
is Mike Norvell more of an offensive mastermind than Jonathan Smith was at Oregon State? He's now the head coach at Michigan State.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about him. You know more about him than I do. But I know a lot about Norvell from his time. His offense in Memphis and all those different things. The offense, he has that. Now, DJU has got to go out there and be his trigger man. But, I just think that this is going to be a physical football game. It's going to be probably some mistakes and everything like that first game of the year. But, I mean, maybe by 145, I'm ready to pick Tech. I still think Florida State might win a close game.
Yeah.
But I think Tech is going to give them all they want, man.
I think so, too.
I think Tech's going to. I think because you talked about last year the percentages on defense and everything and how they were one of the worst in America. I think that's just going to be improved. I do. I think it's going to be improved. And when you got a good quarterback like Georgia Tech does, he gives you a chance.
I think Georgia Tech has a better quarterback in the game.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And I think DJU's a good player, but I think Haynes King has a chance to be one of the best quarterbacks in the ACC.
I agree with you.
I mean, he led the ACC in a number of categories last year. And that's one of the things I really like about Tech in this game is they return 83% of their production on offense.
Right.
That's in the top 10 in the country. They were already a top 12 rushing team last year, over 200 a game. They have one of the best running backs in the country. We already talked about Haynes. They've got a really good wide receiver. And Florida State's working in a lot of new guys. Now, they're working in a lot of new talented guys. Like, Florida State doesn't just have new random dudes.
No, no, no. They got players.
Really, yes. Really good players.
Yeah.
Like, if you read certain scouts, they say Florida State may very well have the best defensive line in college football this year. Like, multiple guys that are going to be first-round draft picks.
Right.
They got a guy named Patrick Payton that plays on their defensive line that had 10 pass breakups last year. He's a defensive lineman. Like, that's a great season for a lockdown corner.
Right.
This guy's an edge rusher, and he knocked down 10 passes last year.
I forgot they got Marvin Jones Jr. there.
They got Marvin Jones Jr. there.
He's there.
Yeah, no, they got dudes.
You look at their transfers in this year. They got new defensive tackle, Jackson. Marvin Jones Jr., Riley Camp, who's probably going to be their starting middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. And then they got a couple guys in the back end. I mean, they got a lot of experience. They got a lot of juniors, a lot of seniors that are on this defense. I'm talking about the Florida State defense. But you look, I mean, all through their first 11. Transfer, senior.
Yep.
I mean, it's a brand new damn team, basically, from what they had on the field last year.
Yep, it is. It is. So you've got the experience of Georgia Tech, especially on their offense, and then the talent of Florida State, but it's all new talent.
Yes.
And then you got to decide what you trust more. And if it was week 7, you'd have a lot more to go off of, and you could give a more confident answer. But, you know, it's week 1, and it's
same
that.
Same thing with Tech.
But at least they know each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they've all played together on offense. I don't know. I think it all adds up to being an incredible football game. And at the very least, I feel comfortable that it'll be within the spread. I don't think it'll be more than a 10.5-point game. Also, very fun story. One of the Georgia Tech players, their punter, David Shanahan, is actually from Ireland.
I believe it.
He's Irish.
Yeah. So he's like all his people.
He's the first ever Irish-born Division I scholarship player.
Really?
You believe that? Nobody from Ireland's ever gotten a D1 scholarship
before. Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, man. So you know.
David Shanahan. Yeah, they're
going to
be
in there.
So
you know that place. Because
you know J.D. Bertrand had his dad.
That's what
from
I'm
Ireland,
saying. So I know you. It's going to be thick off in there for the punter.
That's a sentence I've never heard you say before. That's exactly right. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more Falcons preseason tonight. Some very high praise yesterday from one of the pundits on ESPN about what the Falcons might be able to do this year. So we'll get into all that coming up next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Shout out to our guy Brad.
Yeah, man.
Always comes through.
Always bringing gifts.
Awesome
man.
Gifts.
Yeah. You know that Brad is the type of guy when you're having a barbecue, he come over with the name brand sodas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He don't come over with the cola.
Absolutely.
Or orange or grape.
It's not going to be Dr. Thunder.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be Dr. Pepper.
He comes over with the good stuff. And not in cans. He probably brings the 20-ounce bottles.
Yeah, he probably does.
Yeah.
He's the guy you go to his house at Halloween, he's got the full size candy bar.
Yes. Yeah, that seems like him, right?
Not
there.
The fun size, the full size.
The full.
Because this guy's got me the full. Tiger Woods Tiger Slam bobblehead set.
Yeah.
All four of them.
Right.
A Jim Nantz autographed baseball.
Okay.
Which is awesome. And then he brought the certificate of authenticity for the Jeff Francoeur ball that he got me all those years ago. I had to tell him the bad news.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's Boone's new chew toy.
Yes.
So,
I mean,
that sucks. But we have the certificate of authenticity.
Let me find out Brad that knocked off a damn memorabilia store, all right? Let me identify come up because I again
that's Brad, why he's unloading all the
yeah I'm just letting you know Brad I ain't going down for you. I'm telling because he always gets my boy, he knows how much Samson loves bobblehead, so he always brings Samson bobblehead. Samson, you got that's as evidence.
Man, we gotta flush it. We gotta get that out of here.
That's evidence, man. But yeah, appreciate you, man, as always, brother. You know how much we appreciate everything you do for us.
It is a happy hour Friday, so either come by and say hello. We'd love to see you. We'll be here till 2 o'clock at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. If not, send us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking.
We had
on Twitter,
one yesterday
at TBM 929 at RandyMac81. Yeah, we did.
And I got all these damn mentions about this flag football thing, man. I don't care. It's funny to me.
I had very few mentions yesterday, so I think I can find it. Jay Plum.
Okay.
Jay Plum, Redemption.
Yes.
He's drinking, what is that? Rye whiskey. He's got a nice bottle of rye whiskey. Said, I know it's not Friday, but I'm starting to celebrate early for the birthday.
You're damn right. Happy birthday,
happy
my brother.
Happy birthday to Jay Plum as well.
Yeah, but no, we're having fun with that damn flag football. It's funny as hell to me, dog.
What, is there new?
No, because I reposted the clip.
All of the guys.
Yeah, because he looked like he was scrubbing the ground, like back when round here, round we go. And he scrubbed the ground, made dude miss. That was freaking awesome. You know, he scrubbed the ground, and that was the funniest thing in the world to me. He could ball. I don't care if he could ball. I'm not saying he can't play flag football. I'm just laughing at the damn move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then you got all the analysis. Well, you know, that's a move that's used in flag. I don't give a damn. That was funny.
That was a bunch of Abes in the kitchen talking flag. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say something that I may regret.
Don't regret nothing.
Okay.
We don't talk with regrets around here.
All right. But I'll say it, and then you tell me if I regret saying
okay.
it. I kind of want to know what Abe thinks about the guy, the flag football guy.
Why?
I don't know. Because I feel like Abe probably watches flag football. You know what I mean? Like, when the guy said he was better than Patrick Mahomes, that wasn't the first time Abe heard of him. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's the first time everybody else had ever
right,
heard of him.
Right, right, right.
Abe already knew Abe already who that knows guy who the was. Guy is. Abe was like, no, the guy's legit. Like,
I mean, he led his team to a world whatever title.
I just remember, the only reason I say that
right.
is because I remember when we started talking about, I don't remember who it was, then Tyreek Hill, it might have been someone else, who had mentioned wanting to play flag football in the Olympics in 28. And Abe said, well, I don't know. Because it's different. Like, they might not know the flag football ins and outs. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you about this anymore.
Exactly. Because that's the thing. That everybody, active NFL players aren't going to play in it because the NFL is not going to stop their season and let their players go over there and play.
That's one part of it. Another part of it is they're not going to risk serious injury
to play flag football. It sounds fun, and those dudes, they're awesome at what they do.
Yeah, I'm not trying to degrade what those guys are doing at all.
Never would try to degrade. Never would try. But don't sit there and tell me that we can't play in it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I can't play in it.
You know what I mean?
You could.
Yeah, don't sit there and say we can't play in it, all right? Because the rules are rules. Ball is ball, all that stuff. Yeah, whatever. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right? But I won't take nothing away from old boy because, I mean, that was a hell of a movie made. Then he backpedaled in, nobody grabbed his leg. Like, that's a ball player right there. But that scrub the ground was funny as hell. It damn sure tickled me.
And
it keep tickling me because I'm like, it's not, you know how I am. And I was like, is it really that serious?
It isn't.
Because I don't need you.
It isn't.
It really ain't.
No.
It really isn't.
It really isn't.
And so, yeah, but whatever.
But that's why I like your analysis of it. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool what he did.
Yeah. Like it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Like
move on.
You try to scrub and ground the NFL, your ass going to be.
you might be in trouble.
Yeah. You're going to get dented up.
You might be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's hear what Dan Orlovsky had to say about the Atlanta Falcons yesterday on ESPN. The hype is growing, Randy.
Yeah.
Since they made these moves for the guys on defense, the hype is circulating the NFL. Here's Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, when they signed Kirk Cousins, they were legit playoff contenders. And the two corresponding moves since Kirk Cousins has gotten there with the addition of Judon and Simmons, there's no question. This is a football team that has been slightly below average with relatively poor quarterback play. Kirk Cousins bringing well above average quarterback play. They're dynamically talented on offense. They got a really good offensive line. Raheem Morris' second run as a head coach, so the experience that he's gained both in his own head coach run, but also under Sean McVay, and Simmons and Judon, while they're older, if those guys are kind of relatively close to what they've been for the past couple seasons, this is a really, really good defense. You pair him, Simmons, and Jesse Bates, that's one of the best safety duos in football. And if Judon can rush the passer with Grady Jarrett, man, this is a complete football team.
So the answer at the beginning was, yes, I think they are, to the question, are they a Super Bowl contender?
Okay.
And then he went on to say all that other stuff.
Right.
And honestly, we talked about this last week. It really comes down to how much better did the roster get around Kirk Cousins in order for Kirk Cousins, assuming that he's the same quarterback that he's been, which is a good quarterback,
yeah.
Assuming that he's going to be that same guy, Is that enough around that same guy to be a Super Bowl contender? Because that's more than, oh, I think this team can be good this year. I think this team can win the South. I think this team can win a playoff game, all of that kind of stuff. Like, because he even stopped short of it in his analysis there. He said they've had below-average quarterback play. Now they've got Kirk Cousins, who's an above-average quarterback.
Right.
In order to be a Super Bowl contender with just an above-average quarterback, you've got to have a lot of other stuff around
him.
Right. Do they?
I mean, they have stuff. I don't know. I mean, they have offensive skill. They got a really good offensive line, a really good, you know, as far as an explosive playmaker in Bijan Robinson. Defensively, you got playmakers at all three levels. Now, the second level is an elite level. Talking about the linebackers, I think they got a good set of linebackers. I don't think they have great linebackers. I think they have a good set of linebackers, all right? But I would go below good with them before I go over good with the linebacker core. Now, the whole thing to me about the whole Kirk Cousins thing, and we said that, and I think it's just me and you were talking about, that was good. You got the best quarterback on the market.
Yes.
All right, you didn't get the best quarterback. You got the best quarterback on the market who does a lot of good things, process all the different things that Ross said they wanted in a signal caller. He does all that. Kirk is a solid quarterback who is going to do – if he plays like he played his whole career, they'll be in the playoffs with all the talent around
them.
No doubt about it. They will be in the playoff game. They will probably win the South. They'll get a home playoff game. They should win that football game. That's what I say. They should win.
They'll have a better seed,
yes,
and likely be favored,
yes,
in that first,
yes,
football game.
Yes. Now the biggest thing is, can they go on from that? He's never led a team beyond it. He's led talented teams like this Falcons team there. Now, do the Falcons have better players in certain positions that he didn't have in Minnesota? Obviously, yes. But do they have some stuff up there? Yes. Now that's going to be the thing. And I know everybody wants to throw Matt Ryan only won one playoff game. Until Matt Ryan does it. We don't believe that Kirk Cousins can't do it with this team. Like, I think he can win it. He just hasn't done it. And that's how I prove it, put everything on that perspective. I'm not going to sit up here and say they're a Super Bowl contending team, because I don't know, with all the additions, are they as good as San Francisco?
Right.
Are they as good as Detroit?
Right.
Are they as good as Philly? They get Philly early, but are they as good as those teams? I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And that's why today,
right,
I can't sit here and be like, yeah, they're a team that I consider as an NFC championship contender. Now, it's possible that midway through October.
Right. They could be.
You'll see, because they play good teams early in the season. And you can see, oh, wow, this offense is going to be capable even more than I thought that they were. Oh, my goodness, this defense with all these guys is not just a potential top 15 defense. Maybe this is one of the better defenses that we'll have to see with some of this stuff. Just like we talked about with Florida State versus Tech tomorrow. There's so many new pieces.
Right.
I haven't seen it together yet. It's hard to say definitively how good I think it can be as a unit without actually having seen it. I understand where the hype is coming from, and I like that.
And I love it.
I think a couple things are happening that you have to be careful of. And I think Dan Orlovsky was doing something that I've heard other people doing as well, which is, you've got to remember that just because Kirk Cousins is this much better, and this is a wide margin,
and he is
better than what has been here the last couple of years, Desmond Ridder, specifically Desmond Ridder, because that was last year, and Marcus Mariota the year before, that doesn't make Kirk Cousins that much better than the other guys that he's going to be playing against when they get to that level of the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, he's way better than Desmond Ridder.
Yes.
But if they're going to win the NFC, he's got to beat all these other teams
and all these other
quarterbacks that are in the NFC that he's got to go against.
Absolutely. In that situation, like you said, it's going to take the collective team.
Yes.
Collectively, the Falcons have a really good football team. I would consider them probably the fifth or sixth best team in the NFC. You know, behind the 49ers, behind Detroit. I think Philly might have them. I'll go with those three.
Green Bay question mark,
because they're really good. I mean, they got a good young quarterback. But, I mean, you put them like five or six somewhere
Dallas?
In that area. I put them in Dallas. I put them in front of Dallas.
Yeah, okay.
Like five or six somewhere in it. That's a great place to be. And, again, all you got to do is catch light in a bottle.
Right. That also doesn't mean that, – that's your perception of them today without having played a game.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that by midway through the season you're like, oh, well, they're clearly better than these guys.
Yes. I mean, they're going to
get look that, just as good as
these
gonna
guys. They're going to get that test Monday, first Monday night game they play.
Yes.
Again, going up to Philly, everything like that. I mean, that's going to be great. And it's not going to be, – and the Falcons are built where they're not going to get the crap beat out of them. Kirk Cousins is not going to throw a damn pick in the damn end zone. You know, these things are not going to happen.
Yeah, the nonsense that's taken place in the last couple of years, I can say for sure you're not going to see on a week-in, week-out basis. And that's great. That's why the expectations are where they've been. You add Judon and Simmons and you know, obviously some of it coming together as the season goes on, maybe it gets even better than that. My question, though, is if you're going to be a Super Bowl contender with a quarterback who's not one of the elite quarterbacks,
right,
what are the other things that need – like last year, Brock Purdy's in the Super Bowl with that team. Well, there's a lot of other stuff.
Some players have got to go – like, your great players have to be great, but then you got to get other guys, Andy, to go a little bit more.
They got a defensive unit on that team that's just elite. Yeah.
They got elite.
They
players.
Got a running back who's probably the best player in the NFL.
They have elite
or best non-quarterback
they have
in the NFL.
Elite players. That's the thing about it.
They still lost to the best player in the league in the NFL. Yeah.
With less elite talent than them.
Yeah,
because they got him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's able to make up for some of the deficiencies that they have.
Appreciate you, Brad. Take care, brother.
Quarterbacks like Brock Purdy have to be made up for with some of the stuff that I think coaching also is a big part of that as well.
Coaching helps, but that's the thing about it. It's like your elite players. Who are the Falcons' elite players? They got to play at that level all year long.
Right.
But some of those fringe guys, and mainly the fringe guys are the offensive guys, got to go all the way up.
Yeah, there's a chance that Bijan Robinson is one of the elite ball carriers in the NFL.
Yes.
We have to see it. There's a chance that Kyle Pitts is one of the elite pass catchers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We have to see it. Like, those are the things that take me.
The ability is there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Those are the things that take me from, they can win the South, they can win a playoff game, to, they could absolutely win the NFC, but I have to see it first.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a hot enough take, but
it's all good.
It's the best we can do.
It's all good.
It's the best we can do. I love it. I love that the hype is there, though.
Yes.
And I love that folks on national TV are even doing Falcon segments this time of year.
Yes.
Because the last couple of years, they weren't even talking about the Falcons.
We talked about this last week. The excitement around this football team in this damn city is freaking awesome.
Yes, absolutely right. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks so much for being with us. First hour of the show, by the way, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's a happy hour Friday, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be right back with hour number two on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.